a really fun, you know, fun community run event, all volunteers. Very welcoming. If you're new to open source, great place to learn. If you're not, and you want to get the advanced stuff too, we've even got activities for kids.
Welcome to the Open at Intel podcast, where we're all about open source, from software to security to innovation and beyond. I'm your host, Catherine Druckmann, an open source evangelist at Intel, bringing you leading-edge, free-ranging conversations from some of the best minds in the open source community. Let's get into it.
I had a quick KubeCon chat with Ilan Rabinovich, one of the co-founders of the popular Southern California Linux Expo, or SCALE, conference. We talked about the evolving popularity of containers and Kubernetes, as well as the evolution of tech conferences like SCALE and others, and their unique role in promoting open source projects. Check it out and see you at SCALE.
Ilan Rabinovich, thank you for ducking into my little KubeCon fishbowl here.
It's good to see you in person. It's been it's good to see many friends together here in Chicago.
Yeah, it is. It's great. Everybody's here. There are so many. This is my first KubeCon, by the way. Have you?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never been to one before, and it's one of the larger tech conferences.
Yeah,
it's
the new. I don't know if you can call Kubernetes the new hotness anymore, but it is the hotness that everybody's using.
I keep describing it as like the biggest open source success story maybe since Linux.
Yeah, or the Apache stuff or whatever. Yeah. Back in the day, it's been. Containers and Kubernetes definitely adoption, you know, has been on a never ending upswing. Was one of my favorite things that I did when I was at Datadog was work on our container adoption report and the Kubernetes adoption report, talking about the stats of the community. I always like there was always this up to the right graph. Yeah. that was like you said it's like one of the biggest success stories since Linux itself.
Yeah.
So it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like I'm doing that thing where
we jumped right into the conversation before we did the
No. This is how I do the thing. But I feel like that person who's like, oh, I used to walk 10 miles in the snow or whatever. Yeah. But I feel like we just started talking about how containers were the future, and I feel like that was not that long ago. And yet, I guess it is.
It's been about eight years, but yeah, 8-10 years, but yeah, it's.
But all of a sudden, it's massively important.
A lot of the defaults now are containers and Kubernetes. So
yeah, you got to manage them. Yeah. So tell us who you are.
Yeah, sure. So Ilan Rabinovich, I'm one of the co-founders of the SCALE conference that takes place in Los Angeles every year. It's coming up on our 21st year running that open source event in LA. It'll be in Pasadena, March 14th through the 17th. So hope to see some of y'all there. And
yeah. So those of the people who might be listening have heard me on other podcasts. Yeah. Where we have interviewed you, but I always like to say that SCALE is kind of like my favorite little grassroots. It has a completely different feel to any other open source event. Like each event has its own personality. Yeah. How would you describe SCALE's personality?
So we've tried this. You know, we started SCALE when we were college kids. You know, 22 years ago, and so really, what it was like a bunch of us kids wanted an open source conference about the tech we were interested in.
Yeah.
And then as we grew up and got jobs and did other things, we sort of morphed SCALE into what we were interested in. And so it's got like it's a middle of the road energy between, you know, there's a bunch of events where things are really focused on the commercial side, right? You walk around KubeCon here, and there's obviously a lot of amazing content in the conference itself that's not commercial in nature, but the expo floor is like, you know, every company under the sun here is pitching their wares. At SCALE, we have that as well, but we tried to strike a little bit more of a middle of the road by bringing as many open source community projects and nonprofits and sort of volunteers into the mix as we do the commercial side. And so that having that 50-50 balance, it's not always 50-50, but that nice balance between the two means that it just has a different energy. People are there because they want to be part of the community, not just because they want to sell things. There's great opportunities to sell things. Don't get me wrong. If you're a sponsor, please hit me up. We'd love to have you there. But people aren't on their guard as much. It's more about like a genuine conversation, and for me, it's a reunion of my closest 3,000 friends and, you know, and family. But it's great. So we've done a lot of that. This year, we've got a bunch of co-located events that are going to be there. We'll have Ubuntu is going to run a conference alongside of us called UbuCon. Nix is bringing their US summit. So if you're into Nix OS or Nix or the Nix, you know, packaging deployment system, you can come. You can build system. You can come learn about that at scale as well, and a bunch of other things. It's just a really fun, fun community run event. All volunteers, very welcoming. If you're new to open source, great place to learn. If you're not, and you want to get the advanced stuff too, we've got activities for kids. So we have a whole track where kids talk about the work they're doing with open source, K-12 students. Hands-on activities for them to get familiar with the tech if they'd like to, or to demo and share the tech that they've already been familiar with. So it's fun for the whole family.
How do you organize? Like when you want to add a track, for example, I don't know when the last time you added a new track was, but how do you decide what you know? We talked about Kubernetes used to be the new hotness. Yeah. How do you decide it's time to add a new track?
So I mean, we do it. We juggle the tracks in the focus areas every year, and it kind of depends. Some of it is intuition. You kind of look at what the conversation and the zeitgeist is about, like what's new and exciting in the open source space, or in the tech world. Like this year, of course, everybody's gaga over AI. So there's an open source AI track because you can't ignore that. Years ago, it was Kubernetes and containers and cloud native. And so we KCDLA is co-located alongside of Scale as well. But really it's, we look at a lot of it, on a given year, we can really see the trends by just what people submit to Scale as a whole. I remember when VoIP and Asterisk were taking off, the way I knew VoIP was the way I knew it was the new hotness wasn't just because I was playing it with myself, but also because, we had a CFP and like 100 of the 400 submissions were about Asterisk. We need to focus on that.
By the way.
That happened with containers, right? We started to see a ton of interest in containers, both from attendees saying that's what they wanted to see, but also from submissions that it drove us to create that. So, that's kind of it. We look at what we're interested as individuals. We look at what our attendees are asking for, and we look at what people submit. Because the fun thing about conferences is that if the speaker is excited about something, they can get you excited about it too.
Yeah.
And so it has to, if we see a bunch of talks being submitted by a bunch of people that are really excited about Kubernetes, there's some magic there, and we can build sort of some track around it or some content around it.
Yeah. I find it's always the unexpected talks that actually I really get into. I'll randomly stumble into something like the last one, I watched a really good talk about 3D modeling.
Yeah.
Like making 3D modeling. I was just following a friend and then it was very interesting. I was like, oh, this is really cool.
One of my favorite talks from last year was our closing keynote by Ken Thompson, co-creator of Unix and Golang and a bunch of other tech we all use. And it was just such an unexpected... The reason it was fun was because it was such an unexpected talk. I think everybody came into the room wanting to hear about the lessons of Unix or, why he created Go or all kinds of crazy things like that. And in reality, he talked about his, home hacking project to create a player piano. He just did it in a very entertaining way. Year before, we had Vint Cerf talking about the history of the internet and how we got to where we are today.
I watched that one from my living room, actually.
Those have been fun. I don't know. My favorite part of Scale is running into friends from the open source world and sort of learning about the new things they're excited about, because that's how I learn about what's new and up and coming. But the other piece is I get to meet my like computer science and open source heroes, people that people whose software I've used my entire career, or people who I've read from all my entire career, or who enabled me to do all kinds of things in my day-to-day life. It's a lot of fun to get to meet your heroes, and so that's what Scale's been for me for 20 years now.
And sometimes it's you realize that your friends and your coworkers and former coworkers are in fact themselves heroes.
Yeah, exactly.
And you watch them speak, and you're like, wow, I know some really brilliant people.
I mean, I was walking around the expo floor here at KubeCon, and this guy grabs me, and I'm like, I think I know you, but I don't know from where. And we start talking, and he says, I've been coming to Scale since I was 4 years old.
Whoa.
And now he works, or 5 years old, and now he works at one of the companies here on the expo floor. And I was like, listen, you, really? That's you?
That's so cool.
It's been fun to see the community grow into a lot of those things as well. Like us from being college kids into being into our established careers, but also, like I said, these toddlers that came to Scale first couple years and now are here. So
it's fun. Yeah, that's a bit overwhelming.
I mean, it makes me feel old, but yeah.
And there is that, but it also makes you feel like you've definitely had an impact. You're having a provable impact right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's whenever you're working on something, it's easy to sort of have your blinders on and not realize necessarily always what the impact is beyond you. And so those moments where somebody grabs you and shares how the work you've done has helped them in some way or another, it doesn't matter if it's responding to their questions on a mailing list or running a conference or whatever it might be. It's nice to get that positive feedback. And know that you've had an impact somewhere.
Cool.
So, but thanks for having me on. I hope to see a lot of your listeners at Scale. Hope to see you at Scale.
Yeah, and, me too.
again, Pasadena, March 14th through the 17th. The website is SoCalLinuxExpo.org. Or you can find KCDLA on the CNCF website, and would love to have you all out.
Yep. You can also, I believe you're on Twitter under SoCal Linux Expo.
SoCal Linux Expo
Mastodon.
On Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky.
All the things.
Facebook. Okay. I don't know. You pick it. All the social networks. There's way too many these days.
Okay.
But,
well, cool. But yeah. Well, I hope to see you there. And I hope to see people who are listening. I would love it if somebody came up to me at Scale and said that they listened to this. That would make me really happy. So
awesome.
Well, thank you so much for ducking in,
of
hanging
course,
out
thanks
in the
for
fishbowl.
Having me.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Open at Intel. Be sure to check out more from the Open at Intel podcast at open.intel.com/podcast and at Open at Intel on Twitter. We hope you join us again next time to geek out about open source.